At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You want something new? You got to become something new. You have to evolve. You have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of what you've always been. You have to become accountable to someone. You have to allow the right coach in your life that will hold you accountable. You have to be willing to look in the mirror and talk to yourself with honesty and integrity. Be honest. Do you get up in the morning? Do you eat right? Are you working out? Are you planning your future? Are you just doing enough to get by? You see, for those that will want to be more, you have to give more. More discipline, more structure in your life, more accountability to someone.
When you invest in something, and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat. Why you basing your greatness upon their word? Why you want to prove them wrong? Or their expectation with what they're saying to you, right? Why you trying to prove them wrong? Prove yourself right. How about stepping back and saying, nah, man, I know I'm built for shit. Let's go.
Remember that. We won't execute and be great because you talk big. We show up, we trust in our process, we believe in it.
Here's the difference between a professional and an amateur. An amateur will practice until he gets it right. A professional will practice until he's done it so that it is second nature. It is exactly the way I thought it would be. If there will be no surprises because I kept going until this was just rote memory, it just happens. The only way you get to that level is to commit yourself to be absolutely more than you were before.
What would your life be like as you look toward the future if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? What would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears?
Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
Get good at failing. Embrace failure and rejection. I know that sounds really simple. But just understand that the more you fail, the more you're growing. Understand that failure, the most successful people, no matter how you define failure, they are failing far more than most people. They're rejected far more than most people. They're laughed at far more than most people. They're confused and they suffer far more than most people. Why are we labeling or judging failure as bad? Failure is great.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed.
People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you. So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego.
If you decide to experience all of your true potential, as you decide.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To manifest all of your greatness. As you decide, wait a minute, what else is available to me out here? If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure. The fear of standing by myself, what else is available? Of taking a chance, a fear of losing it all. What else is available to me that will bring some extra meaning and value? The fear of people not liking me. You know how many people do things they don't want to do because they want everybody to like them?
When you fix the things that are broken in you, the things that have held you back, when you are accountable for that stuff, that's when we evolve to be more. That's when you become a champion. It is not simply when you are crowned. The crown is the coronation of it all, but in the process, the journey is the reward. You have to do the work to get there. No one is coming to make you a champion. You take that championship.
I know that you've got greatness within you. I know that you have unlimited potential in you. I know that you have something to give to the universe that was not here before you showed up. Somebody said that life is God's gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God. What kind of gift are you giving? And what kind of gift could you give if fear wasn't an issue? You can have fears, but don't surrender. You're more than capable of making this your decade.
As long as there's time on the clock, it's not over. As long as there's breath in your body, it's not over. As long as you have a desire to still chase after it, it's not over. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how weak you think you've become, how many times you've fallen, no matter how many mistakes you've made, it's not over until you quit. And I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to believe that quitting is not an option, not for you. It cost you too much to get to where you are, to give up, to quit. That cannot be your moment. That cannot be who you are. You are not allowed to quit because those talents, those gifts are not just for you. The things that are in you, we need. The things that are in you, the team needs. The things that are in you have never been on earth before until you arrive. But if you quit, if you give up, then it's over. And it's not for you to give up. It's not just upon you. It's upon everything that everybody's ever prayed before you ever arrived on earth.
Many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about this physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most.
So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much, I almost died with it. In overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm gonna end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Everybody that you fight is not your enemy. And everybody that helps you is not your friend.
You could be the greatest of all time. But you don't know that if you quit.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want, but in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. You have to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be.
You can be world class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. This is where you got to develop the interior core where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
When does a man or woman die? When their dreams die. When do we die? When we stop developing ourselves. Expanding our minds, challenging ourselves, raising the bar on ourselves. I will fail my way to success.
If you get behind in life, it can become the thing that unites you and a sense of urgency. You can accomplish more in 6 months with a sense of purpose than you have in 6 years. Get focused, get confident about the fact that as long as I'm still breathing, I can win. And the only thing that we need to ignite is your win, W-H-E-N. If we can ignite there so that this moment becomes a significant moment, so that we can go from an emotional burst to down to your will and ignite your will to go after everything that's supposed to be yours.
When we are young, we would sacrifice health for wealth. And when we get old and discover what life is all about, we are willing to sacrifice every bit of our wealth for one day of good health.
That most people go so far in life and then they park. They stop. Dead in their tracks. Why? Because they take some hits. When you have a goal and dream, think it not strange that you face the fiery furnaces of this world. You will have tribulations. Things are going to happen to you.
We can no longer keep living in our limitations, man. Like, when you understand that you're worthy, God has already equipped you, when you understand that God has given you a purpose, these opinions, these struggles, all those things that try to hold you back, man, they really don't matter as much. They don't have as much power in your life. This isn't a message to tell you that you're not going to go through anything, because you're going to go through a lot. This is the world. You're going to go through hard times. None of us are exempt from the storm. None of us are exempt from the struggle. None of us are exempt from hate. None of us are exempt from criticism. But at the end of the day, it's up to us if we allow those things to control us. You gotta search for transformation. You gotta apply it to your life. You gotta get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You gotta say enough is enough, because you were created.
You can lose 4 rounds in a 5-round fight and in the last second hit someone with something that you didn't think. You go after it. You use a skill, a talent, a gift, a passion, a moment. It can be the death of a loved one that ignites you to greatness. For their sake, I'm not giving up. For their sake, I'm becoming more. But do it for your own sake.
You gotta be hungry to get up off the canvas of life and understand what Willie Jolly meant, that a setback is a setup for a comeback. You gotta be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Most of us fail in life because we're afraid of what everyone around you is thinking. That's 100% truth. So we live by the narrative of other people. So what happens is there's a lot of negative people walking around the planet Earth who are afraid to try, because everybody, a lot of people are very negative in this world. So we are afraid to fail. Why? I told you, man, shouldn't even try it, dude. Just chill out, relax. Why are you so crazy? Why are you so obsessed? So all that stuff drives the quitting mind, I call it. The mind wants to quit. The mind's tired. The mind's tired. The mind's deserving. The mind thinks it's very deserving. So yes, the biggest problem in this world is other people, not yourself. It's other people in your head. They are puppet mastering you pretty much on your life.
We can't see the whole story. God is riding with our life. God is riding with our situation. But understand that what you're going through is a chapter in your book, not the whole book. All you see right now is the chapter that you're living in, but it's only a chapter. Don't let a chapter of your life define the rest of your life.
How about we take a fucking inventory of ourselves? We look at ourselves in the mirror and we tell ourselves the truth. We look at our lives and we tell ourselves the truth. Truth is this, it's very simple. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. You've either been executing or you haven't been executing. You either are truly ready to make a fucking change or you're not. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is what you're going to do.
But I don't respect a lot of people. Because how am I going to respect you if you're not grinding every day? And I don't mean working out, getting to the gym. Really going out there and grinding. So if you don't know how I'm living my life, how am I going to respect you? So you have to be a hard worker, period, dot. You got to work your ass off. That's where I get respect for you. So if you're working hard every day, now you have an opinion in my eyes. But if you're just a guy who talks shit and you live this life of talking shit, come on, dude. I understand one thing. You're just talking shit. But if I see you every day of your life trying to be better, every day going through all the wickets to be better, you got my attention. I respect you.
And this is where you'll find your greatest successes and your deepest hurts. When you become that lion and you need to go through it. You need to go through those very difficult and treacherous times. Challenge, discomfort, hunger as a lion, because a lion doesn't bow down to nobody. Kill me or I'll starve. That's the attitude of a lion.
If you want to win, it's very simple. You got to make a decision that you are not going to be like everybody else. You are not going to fucking do what they do. You are not going to live how they live. You are not going to eat how they eat. You're not going to drink how they drink. You're not going to do the kind of work they fucking do. And then you've got to go do that. And you've got to do it one day at a time. It's one day at a fucking time. Okay? You wake up, you do everything you can to make that day a win. That's it. That is the secret to this, dude. Right? One day. Win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing.
Here's the reality, and you're gonna feel the truth of this instantly. Most dreams never come true. Most of the people that you know, most of the dreams that you've had for yourself, they haven't come true. Why not? Because they're brutally difficult. The world is going to resist you. It is not going to be easy to overcome entropy, to overcome inertia. The only way that you're going to overcome that stuff is to go all out every day, knowing that it's going to take a long time. But the only way that that dream is going to come true, even over that long period of time, is if you're going all out every day. Every day, everything I'm doing, I'm asking, why can't it be done faster? Why can't I accomplish more right now? That it's not okay to put something off even till tonight. I need to do it right now. You've got to go all out. You've got to create momentum.
But once I see it, once I feel it, once I see where I was broken, then I can attack that weakness. I can fill in that gap. I can reinforce that breach. If you break, it means it's time to fortify your will to make it stronger.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. Be about it today. Be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow.
Whether we like it or not, there are those who want to size us up. They will look at our stature, will look at your age, they'll look at your weight, they'll look at your education. They'll make an assessment based on your strength, the size and numbers, and what you performed. And when they do that, they've made a huge mistake, because what they cannot measure is your will.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you can do, you've arrived.
Doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway.
Victims love being busy. Leaders love producing results. Victims love entertainment. Leaders love education. Victims are scared of change. Leaders are inspired by change. Victims ask, what's in it for me? The great leader asks, what's in it for my world?
Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time.
When you are misunderstood to the point where when people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
And the difference is, winners are gonna go regardless of what the circumstances are, and losers are always gonna wait until the perfect time. And you understand that the perfect time will never come.
It's not the size of the dog that's in the fight. It's the size of the fight that is in the dog. What they don't realize is that you are more than just your stats. You are more than your number. You are more than your age. You are more than the university you graduated from. Even if you dropped out, your hunger that you have is greater than what people can measure. You cannot be sized up by anyone but you. If you feel like you've been weighed, measured, and you found wanting, it's because you keep underestimating what it took to make you. How many people's prayers had to go up to come down and make you? How many people had to struggle and to dream of having the opportunities that you and I had?
When those bad things happen to people around you, what are you going to do? How are you going to lead? Are you going to get angry? Are you going to let this horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it?
Whatever it is you need to do in life, you got to determine that you are sized perfectly for the battle. You are the perfect person. You are the perfect one. Why you? Because you only have me. I don't care if you've got a big man on the left side of you, on the right side of you, you're out there as well. And there is no one bigger than the person inside of us. You see that person inside of you that wants to get out? Is that little child that had an imagination about if they ever got that opportunity. You have to begin to believe that you are stronger than what they've imagined.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity. And dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it. With the help of God, you'll get it.
And I need you to have the mindset that when they feel you, I'm talking about when they come up against you, surprise. But it shouldn't be a surprise to you that you were able to push them over, run through them, get through the yards, knock them down, knock them out. Because it was hard work to make you. It was stuff that you've overcome has wiped out others, but it will not wipe you out. Not you. Because you've been measured day in and day out against what you could be by your darn self. And as a result of it, you become more. Test me. I'll pass.
It's a good feeling to lose. The people who follow you are going to lose too. You've got to set an example of how to lose. This way, they can see how I lose. Muhammad Ali. No matter what in life, when we are trying to accomplish something great, when you are stepping outside of your comfort zone, when you are throwing yourself fully into something, fully down a path, fully into 100% invested in any endeavor, any high-level endeavor, any meaningful endeavor in life, you're going to encounter setbacks, and you will most assuredly lose at some point. You will collect scars, both physical, external, and internal scars, but the scars remind you of why you started and what you are trying to accomplish. And most importantly, the scars show them, your onlookers, the great crowd of witnesses that you will have on any endeavor, any platform that you gain in life by trying to accomplish something great. You show them that you are still there.
You see, faith is that thing that even if it's small, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, can move a mountain. Faith is that thing that you can hold on to when nothing else is there. Faith is having the vision and the belief that this will come to pass, because the dream that you have been living and you've been having, that you've been since the day you were born, was ingrained in you by God so that you can trust Him with everything you've gone through so that you can fulfill your dream.
What would your life be like as you look toward the future, if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? What would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears? That you experience the fear, as the one book says, feel the fear and do it anyway.
You see, that's the wonderful thing about faith. Faith is the thing that will sustain you when everything else fails.
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, and by a challenge I mean anything in life, any challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking. Take that step every day. No matter what you are facing, get up and start walking.
Why do you do this thing every single day, and what does it mean to you? I want you to ask yourself those two questions every single day. When you get tired, when you're not feeling it, when you don't value it, when you take it for granted, every single day, why do I do this and what does it mean to you? Because if you say you do it for a certain reason and it means something to you, every single day you'll come out and you'll never cheat it, and you'll cherish every single aspect of it for the ability to become great.
How do you feel about yourself when you're by yourself? I know a lot of people that fear that quiet. I know a lot of people that don't want to be alone with themselves. And the reason they don't want to be alone with themselves is because they don't think they're worthwhile. They're not happy with who they are. If you're not happy with who you are, then let's step into the ownership of that. Let's remember, that's our fault. There's no one else to blame for that. The people that did horrible things to you are not to blame for that. In fact, don't even worry about the word blame. You're in control. That's what this is about. It's about retaining control. It's about knowing that you own your life. And at any time, if you want a different outcome, you can make different decisions. You can do different things. You can start a new narrative. And once you begin that new narrative, you realize the power that's in that to take you where you want to go.
Faith is the thing that makes you want to persevere. Faith is the thing that makes you want to pursue excellence. Faith is the thing that gave you a reason to have a work ethic. Faith is the thing that made you realize you could believe in yourself, that you needed discipline, and that you could also believe that the vision given to you is something that you could bring to pass. This is how you succeed.
The scars tell a story, and the scars are a physical representation of the chapters and pages and chapters and verse of the life that you have lived, and more specifically, the endeavors that you have thrown yourself fully into. Being galvanized by the fires of pain and loss and suffering and setbacks, being fashioned by the fears that you have overcome, the tears that you have cried, and the virtual uncertainty that you have thrown yourself into.
Nietzsche said, if you know the why for doing, you can endure almost anyhow. What do you mean by that? If you know why you're doing something, when the hard times come, and they're going to come, when the disappointments and the rejections come, and they're going to come by the truckloads, your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you, to pick you up once again. I got a saying on one of my tapes, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Let your reasons get you back up.
Only by daring greatly can you truly become the man or woman that you were supposed to become.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.